The way I see it, Barry, this should be a very dynamite show. Nostalgia for the old folks.
I'm advocating dark clothes.
If I'm not alone, how long have I been asleep?
As long as I have.
Did you ever live in a drum?
No.
Well, then you weren't me.
I only dreamt I lived in a drum. Ever since it got dark. Dreaming is hard.
Yeah, but with nothing over your head?
No, just light over my head and underneath, too.
I don't think I could take it without anything over my head.
Mm-mm, I couldn't either.
Well, why don't you go out and see what's out there?
Well, I don't know if that's what's out there.
Well, that's a thought.
Yes, but still you can say darker and darker. I don't know what the outside of this thing looks like at all.
I do. It's dark and murky.
How do you get your water so dark?
Because I'm paranoid. I'm very paranoid. And the water in my mosh washing machine turns dark out of sympathy.
Out of sympathy?
Yes.
Where can I get that?
At your local drugstore.
How much?
It's from Kansas.
Board out 90 over with 3 Strongberg 97s.
Good bread.
Because I was making, $2.71
an hour.
I keep switching girls all the time because if I'm able to find a girl with really a groovy car that I can build up, man, I'll go steady with her for a while until I build up her car and blow up the engine. In a cheesy newspaper company for a while, but that was terrible. I wasn't making enough money to build anything. And then I worked in a printing company and a couple gas stations. Oh, at the gas station where I was working, my brother had just gotten married. And he'd bought a new car and his wife was having a kid and all this miserable stuff. And he needed a job, so I gave him a job at the gas station, which I was fired because, you know, he was going to work there. And he had his car on the rack, and he was lubing it and changing tires and everything all the time. And so he got fired because he was goofing off, man. And he just kept taking parts and working on his car day and night. So he lost that job, and I went to work at another gas station. He took that one. You know, so you'd feed the kids and that. Then I went to work in an aircraft company. And I was building these planes. I worked on the XB-70. I was the last welder on there. But it was pretty good bread because I was making $2.71 an hour. I was making $1.25 a week. And yeah, it was good enough money to be working on. So I got an Oldsmobile, really old. But I was going with this chick at the time. By the time I got the Olds running decently, she went out and tore up the engine and the trans, and you know, her and her girlfriends get in there and booze it up and tear up the seats. Just rip the seats completely out. So I got a 56 Olds, which was this one chick that I was going with. And we used to drive that all over the place, and finally she got rid of that. And I got another pickup.
Oh man, I don't know if I can go through this again.